Concerns of landowners along the Great Redwood Trail Corridor influenced the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors debate over a trail-related appointment. At their May 7th meeting, supervisors voted to appoint Jeff Hunterlock, a construction labor union representative, to the 9-member Great Redwood Trail Agency. Also up for appointment were two people who have ties to land ownership, Courtney Wyatt, whose family owns the Fort Seward Ranch, and John Anderson, who works for the Humboldt Redwood Company. The supervisors' debate became a question of whether Wyatt and Anderson should be prioritized due to the perception that they would represent property owners. Board Chair Rex Bone said that's what's needed on the trail agency.
The property owners are scared to death, and they've made phone calls and haven't got the answers. I love Jason Lyles, but he says this is the way it's going to be. We've won all our court cases. So, I support the trail, but they don't feel like they're being listened to, even with these wide open doors. So it would be nice if they had somebody, 1 out of 9, that they could turn to, know their phone number, know their name, and have had conversations with them. And I think that's a big part of it. You're talking at 250, 300, I don't know how long it's going to be, but you're talking a trail that's going to affect them, bisect their properties. And you said it, wildfire is the biggest thing, and that's what's got them scared to death. This goes through some canyons that they never get to. So I think it's short-sighted on us not to give them the representation they deserve.
Supervisor Michelle Bushnell, whose district includes the Eel River Canyon, a major segment of the trail, agreed. She said owners of properties on the trail path have told her that, quote, landowners aren't being heard. Supervisor Steve Madrone is the board's representative to the agency. He said there's genuine commitment to heeding the concerns of landowners.
That's a commitment that Senator McGuire, Jason Lyles, his staffer, and the rest of us as a board have made to these communities, that we recognize there are significant issues with building this trail. And we have to fulfill those promises to those adjacent landowners and make sure that we do have a system that allows us to prevent trespassing, dogs affecting livestock, or wildfires. So there is strong commitment on all of our board, but in particular on my own, I'm highly committed to that. And Jeff has also been committed to that.
The discussion included conflict of interest concerns related to Wyatt's family ranch and the labor union's political contributions, but those issues were deemed to be insubstantial and a vote for Hunterlock proceeded. Bone and Bushnell reluctantly joined a unanimous vote to appoint him. Also at the meeting, the board approved a resolution honoring John and Teresa Porter, who are retiring after decades of being leaders of the county's hospitality industry, tourism advocates, and community contributors. The Porters are fixtures in Southern Humboldt for their longtime operation of the Benbow Inn. Bushnell and Bone talked about the Porters' active community participation.
I just want to recognize that last Wednesday night there was a retirement party for John and Teresa Porter, who have been involved in the hospitality profession for 5 decades. It was a very great gathering at the Bembo Inn, and we just really wish them a very happy retirement. And they've been instrumental in Humboldt County in their efforts with not just hospitality, but travel and tourism. And so our board just wishes them congratulations.
Yeah, I went to school with Teresa, and I met John, I think, in the early 70s. When he was running Eureka Inn with the great Christmas tree thing and all that. And I bet in the last 40 years, I have auctioned no less than 300 nights at the Eureka, or at the Bimbo Inn and Eureka Inn over the years that he has donated. So his part in the community has been huge, both in the philanthropic community and in the hospitality.
In addition to operating the inn, the Porters have done key volunteer work for a variety of community organizations. The resolution says that, quote, Teresa and John actively raised over $1.5 million for Humboldt County nonprofits, schools, and individuals in need of medical care. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.